Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios here in Exeter, Rhode Island, the Executive Director of the Roger Williams Park Zoo. Jeremy Goodman is back again. Welcome. Nice to see you, Jeremy.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you, although we're doing things a little bit differently than used to. Make sure we're separated here in the studio, and we both have masks on, so it may sound a little bit different to you, but we're still us, and we're still here, and that's basically what we're going to find out about today. Just about every year for the last several years at this time of year, we ask the zoo to come in and talk about the zoo in general and also the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, which starts this week, starts on Thursday. So first, let's start with a little bit about you, Jeremy. I know in the past we've asked a little bit about your background, but let's bring people up to date. You've been with the zoo about how long?
So I've been there 7 years now. Came from a zoo in New Jersey and was in a zoo in Indiana before that. So I've got zoo in my blood. And, hopefully Rhode Island should be the last stop. We're super happy here, me and my family. And looking forward to getting through this year and to bigger and better things.
Yeah, you can't leave now. You're stuck here. Well, let's start off with the happenings at the zoo. First off, what days are the zoo open at this point?
So due to the pandemic, the zoo's been hit pretty hard financially. So we instituted a cost savings measure of being closed during the daytime on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. All the other days of the week, we're open 9 to 4, and the closures do not affect the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular drive-through. That will still remain 7 days a week.
Now, do the animals look at you funny and say, "Where is everybody?"
They really did during the pandemic when we were closed to the public. I really think that they missed the people. It's hard to understand exactly what's going through their minds, but every now and then we would have a contractor come on grounds and they would just run to the viewing windows like they were so excited to see another person other than their keepers. And so I do think that the animals did miss the people, and we're very happy to have them back.
Just like us, when I had an opportunity to see friends for the first time in months, it was exciting. It was nice to have that opportunity. The zoo is a large piece of property, and you are not just in charge of the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular that we're going to talk about, obviously, but the entire zoo, which is a portion of the Roger Williams Park. Now, Roger Williams Park is, again, a very large piece of property right on the Cranston and Providence line in beautiful downtown Providence. Great place to go, a lot of wonderful things to do there. But within the zoo boundaries, you have plenty of things there too. So when people come in, do they see, there's going to be an exhibit on such and such an animal? Or how often do those things change?
So we always say that there's always something new at the zoo, because depending on what season you come, there's different things happening as well. So we have new animals being born all the time, so that can certainly change. And, certainly the visit has changed this year because of COVID. Now, people have to reserve their tickets online because we don't sell tickets at the gate anymore. That way we can control capacity. And we've also gone to a one-way visitor flow. So the whole zoo experience is now a kind of a an adventure through the zoo, a little zoo safari where everybody's kind of flowing through all the various areas. So if you typically skip something beforehand, now you can't, and now you kind of see everything. We do have a couple of bypasses, so you can go through a little bit quicker if you wanted to, but most visitors have found it really enjoyable, and they've really like kind of seeing through the entire zoo. And we have plenty of staff on the pathways, encouraging social distancing and ensuring that people are wearing masks. So, and those people are great to answer questions about our animals as well. So, the visit is definitely a little bit different this year, but incredibly fun nonetheless.
Now, for someone that hasn't been there before, since it is a trail, and since it is a, you know, you like you mentioned, you go through the kind of the whole thing if you choose to do so. What do you start with? What kind of animals do they expect to see along the way?
So when you first get in, you're in Africa, and you'll see our zebra and wildebeest and Watusi cattle, and then you'll make your way through to cheetah, and then eventually to elephants and giraffes before you we'll hit our seals, and then our farmyard, and then we were very fortunate that a couple weeks ago we were able to open up our rainforest finally because we had a limitation on indoor buildings. So that is now open to the public again. So we're really excited, and you can see all sorts of South American rainforest animals, monkeys, giant otters, lots of exotic birds and reptiles. So piranhas, just so many different animals in the rainforest. And then when you leave South America, you'll hit our adaptations trail and then venture through Asia, see our red pandas and snow leopards and moon bears. And then you conclude the trip through North America and see some of the great fauna from our continent. So it's a wonderful experience. And then at the very end, hopefully, you know, the kids have been great, and they deserve a ride on either the train or the zip ride. So you can finish off with a little fun activity there as well. And it's still, like I said, it's a great experience.
All right. And adding to that is the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, which we talk about always at this time of year, which officially starts on October 1st. And today's music that we're going to play during Conducting Conversations is some of the music that you'll get to hear as you go through the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. So we'll listen to some of that now and then be back with more of Jeremy Goodman and the Roger Williams Park Zoo.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So dark. Tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea. I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And all thank you.
must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining, oh, ever be one. Tell me why, oh, why, oh, why won't that sun question? Still I am sure that the answer is gonna come somehow. Out there in the dark, there's a beckoning candle. Oh yeah, and while I can think, while I can walk, while I can stand, while I can talk,
thank you. Good night.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you.
Roger Williams Park Zoo is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, here with Jeremy Goodman, the executive director of the Roger Williams Park Zoo, and we've been talking a little bit in the first segment about the zoo in general and what you might see. But one of the reasons this time of year is important for the zoo is the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. And, Jeremy, about how many years, roughly, do you have any idea how long that's been going on? Is it 10 or
it's been more? Way more than 10. Yeah, it's probably getting closer to 20 right now.
Okay.
And it's such a tradition here in Rhode Island and throughout New England. And, the thought of not having one this year was just an unacceptable thing for us at the zoo. And we had to find a way to make sure that we could continue this great tradition. So, we knew that we couldn't fit the thousands and thousands of people that come every night and still maintain proper social distancing and all the safety protocols that are so important to everybody. So we put our thinking caps on and we came up with a great idea of a drive-through jack-o'-lantern spectacular this year.
Great. So this is still John Reckner's creations that are being used as in the past years?
That's correct. There'll still be, 5,000 plus pumpkins out along the trail. And this is still John Reckner's creative best at work. And, with all the wonderful music that plays along with the various skits and our giant pumpkins, our pumpkins in the trees, pumpkins on the on the sides of the path, all of our intricate pumpkins. So it's the same amazing show, but viewed from your car.
There you go. All right. So in the past, we've had the privilege of having John here, who is the creator of this phenomenon, I call it, because it's really amazing. The thousands, as you said, thousands and thousands of people that go every year. I remember in years past, it was kind of a nightmare. It was almost because of parking and so forth and so on. But over the years, that's all been straightened out. And the last several years have been great, wonderful experience for the entire family. It doesn't make any difference what age you are. There's something there for everyone. And Jeremy, I have to tell you a story. Last year, I was taking my granddaughter through the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, and at 5 years old at that point, we got about halfway through, and I was holding her hand, and so I put her on my shoulders, and we're walking along, and lots of people and so forth, and we got to about a midway point in the exhibit, and I look over and I see John standing by himself in the middle of the trail, just kind of looking around. And I walked over to him. I said, "John, is that you?" He was wearing a flannel shirt, looked like everybody else on the trail. And he said, "Yep." I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm just watching people enjoy it." And I thought to myself, I wanted to flag everybody down and say, this is the guy that made all these things, you know, and he's right here. So it was great to see him. He is a wonderful, wonderful person. And my granddaughter was all excited to meet him, and we took pictures together. So that was a little added touch. You probably can't arrange that for everybody.
No, we can't. But it is one of those things that, you know, like John, I like to go out and just watch people having a wonderful time. That's definitely one of the highlights of my job. And I know, you know, John takes a lot of pride in his work, and rightfully so. And the whole crew, his whole crew, and they're called Passion for Pumpkins. And it's a small army of you know, dedicated professionals who are carving and putting the whole show together. So, you know, it really is something that everybody takes a lot of pride in.
It's and this, you know, it could be a, you know, some of the things that happened during the pandemic are like, oh, I hate this. This isn't going to be the same, whatever. This actually, for some people, could be a bonus. There are a lot of people that can't walk that far, where now, this year, with the drive-through, as we're calling it, they'll be able to sit in their car and enjoy it. They don't have to worry about the weather. They don't have to worry about being cold or damp or anything else, if whatever nature might have in store for us. And if someone isn't capable of walking, boy, that's a great advantage. So good things could come of this, you know.
There's always good things that come out of everything, and we truly believe that. And that's certainly one of them. Plus, a lot of people, quite honestly, still are very nervous to go outside of their houses. And, you know, I think those people will feel a lot more secure in the comfort of their own cars. So sure. That gives them a great opportunity to come out as well. So, you know, I think there's a lot of benefits to this particular show. Like you said, rain or shine, you're in the comfort of your car. So,
yeah.
You know, I think it'll be a huge success. I mean, one of the things that is very limiting on this show now is the fact that we can only fit so many cars through the main zoo path, and our capacity is extremely limited. So I would definitely encourage everybody to go get your tickets early. They're only available online for a specific time slot. Because they are going to go very fast, because we have so few slots available this year.
So will the show run pretty much every evening, or just certain nights?
So it'll run every evening, October 1st through November 1st, and it runs 6:30. The last admission is 11 o'clock, and then cars can stay through 11:30. So it's going to be a very different experience. It's going to be kind of a slow procession with all the various cars going through. But in addition to the pumpkins, we've extended it out a little bit more with some additional Halloween skits and some special effects lighting. So it'll have the same charm as the original trail, but with a couple new little twists to it.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Tonight, for music for our audience, we're going to be playing some of the things you might hear as you walk. I slipped up. As you drive through the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. We'll listen to some more of that and then be back with more of Jeremy Goodman and the Rod Williams Park Zoo.
Where I was born and raised,
the place where he was born and raised.
Here on earth I find
while I am sleeping in my grave.
While he is sleeping in his grave.
Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
In white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some hand in hand, just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you'll be in the end, and I love you.
Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular at Roger Williams Park Zoo, the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Jeremy Goodman, the executive director. We've talked in the first segment about the zoo in general and the fact that it's open with some limited hours this year because of the pandemic. So if you'd like to get the specifics on that, you can go to the website, Jeremy, which is what?
It's rwpzoo.org, and the website has all the information on general zoo hours as well as all the information on our Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. So pricing, all of our rules, because there are a lot of new rules this year as far as vehicle size and speed limits and things like no honking in the zoo, which we've never had to put in any of our Jack-O-Lantern rules before, so... you can definitely find all of that information on our website, rwpzoo.org.
Okay. And if someone wants to do it the old-fashioned way and give a phone call, you can still do that, right?
You still can. We still have people answering the phones. We obviously prefer if everyone could go to the website. But if you have a question, you can certainly give us a call at the zoo, 401-785-3510.
Okay, I'll get back to the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular in a minute, but I want to just touch on a couple of things on the zoo in general, which is a great take having nothing to do with the Jack-O-Lantern part of the events that are going on. Get to the zoo, support the zoo. Is there membership still available? How is that working now during the pandemic?
There are memberships still available, and memberships are a great way to support the zoo as well as get, a year's worth of admissions, and members do get a discount to the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular as well. So Membership definitely has its privileges, and we really appreciate everybody joining this year. You know, while we really need that additional revenue that your memberships provide for us.
Right. It's been a tough year for lots of businesses, and this is no exception, where it takes a lot of money to sustain what goes on 24 hours a day. Those animals need care and food and everything else constantly. And so, you know, you may have reduced the hours, but you're not reducing a lot of the costs by reducing the hours.
We're not. Believe it or not, it takes almost $1 million a month to run the zoo and care for all the animals and maintain the property. So we really do rely on our visitors coming and supporting the zoo, our donors, our sponsors. You know, it really takes a whole army to make sure that the zoo is maintained and is going strong. And, the zoo's been around for 148 years. And, this is we'll get through this as well. But we definitely need the community support right now more than ever.
Excellent. All right. And getting back to the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, it is a drive-through this year, which is a little bit different. And as Jeremy mentioned in the last segment, the capacity will be limited. You won't be getting 10,000 people a night through there. It'll probably be closer to hundreds rather than thousands, I would think. So you need to go online, get your reservation, do that early. Don't be shut out. And have the opportunity to be riding through and seeing the beautiful artwork created by John Reckner and his staff and crew and volunteers and professionals. It's amazing. Some of the pumpkins are just incredible, the artwork on them. It's not a show, if you haven't been before and you're trying to envision this, it's not a show with some teeth punched out and a nose punched out of a pumpkin with a couple eye holes. It's very, very intricate, and it's really beautiful to see. You mentioned earlier the giant pumpkins. They've returned?
They have returned, and I saw one just get delivered the other day. It's a 1,500-pounder, and we might get close to 2,000 pounds again this year. And our giant pumpkins are typically displayed by the Laughing Tree skit, and that'll be back this year as well. So, people will be able to see that, as well as a tribute to first responders. We'll have that. And the theme this year is special places. So we're going to take people along the trail to a whole variety of special places.
Oh, all right. I can't wait. I want to go to some special places. Most people haven't been anywhere, so the trip will be well worth it, I'm sure. I think that just about does it for us. We have some more music that we'll listen to that you have as you go through the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. This is some of the music that you'll hear. Jeremy, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Look forward to seeing you and all the staff back at the Roger Williams Park Zoo.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. The Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble King
mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.